Today's daf is Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Baba Basra, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Mabez, and everybody should continue to having Moedim L'Simcha, Goen Moed, as we continue our travels through Cheskas Abatim, this important and large perek in the middle, towards the beginning of Baba Basra. But here we go, through Rosh Chodesh Adar, as I think when Sanhedrin starts. But here we go straight on Mem Vav Mabez, four lines from the bottom. So we're talking about these few dafim, the people that the Mishnah had mentioned that cannot create a chazaka. Even though they do the same physical activities that anybody else would do, they stay on the land for three years, they plant, they act like Bailim, but still, because of who they are, that is a reyasa. So we discussed Aris, a sharecropper, and we discussed an Uman, a worker. So now we're going to have another number of other people that have special halachos related to a sugya that connects to the issue of chazaka, and that is nogei be'edus. So we mentioned a couple of days ago, if I have a vested interest in a certain land, then I'm not allowed to be made about that land. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, five lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Ari, four people we're going to talk about. So the Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you have a siman in the Gemara, you should just say it. So we'll say, Amalek siman. Usually the Simanim don't really make any sense, but here it's the Arev, Malve, Lokeach, and Kablan. That's the Amalek. Amalek Simon. Tana Rabbanan helps you remember the Gemara. Arev Me'elove V'chud Islay Ara Achrisi. In Arev, you have a cosigner that agrees to pay up a loan if the Lovet cannot pay up the loan. He's allowed to testify on behalf of the Lovet that this is the Lovet's property. Isn't that good for him? Because if this Lovet does not have this property, that he's going to have to pay. So isn't that a nogea be'edus? That's what the Brisa says. No. As long as the Lovet has other lands involved, he has other lands that the Baal Chov could collect from. So that's why it's not called a nogea be'edus. You're right. If this is the last property that the Lovet has, and they're always going to say it's his, that's directly benefiting him. So that's why he wouldn't be able to testify. But if the Lovet has other property, so then the Arev is allowed to testify on behalf of the Lovet. It's not directly a Nogea Be'edus. So the Rashbam says, why don't we worry that there's another loan out there? Maybe there's another Baal Chov out there that's going to collect land. So says the Rashbam, about six to last skinny line. V'haleka l'meimar, d'lekach neskavin ha'arev. Maybe this is what the Arev has kavana for. D'nicha le shihe sadas harbi b'yadalove, shimchayev halove adayin l'balchov acher, sheyigva tchila karka ha'achas, vigva ha'arev karka ha'shenis. V'rogea beidu. So maybe you should be worried about another balchov, like you just asked. Says the Rashbam, leka l'meimar hachi. Don't be worried about it. Why? Because that would be a double chshash. To kule hai lo chayish, shema li para alove bizmano. Number one, the lover won't have enough money to pay back. V'yitev salomar lo yifra shema yavo melva acher v'yigve. Yerach yavo melva zev yifra mimenu. Right, be worried that he's not going to pay back, A, and B, that there's going to be another Baal Chov involved. So that's a double chshash, nech chshashos lo chayish. So that's what the Rashbam says. This specific loveh does not have to be worried that there's another loan involved. So that's why it is not something that you have to worry about. So that is Arif. And Arif can be made for the loveh as long as there are other land. So now the mem. Malveh may of the loveh, v'hudis le'arachrisi. While the Malveh himself is allowed to be made to the Lovet. This be made in court. Let's say there's a third party that says this land does not belong to the Lovet. The Malveh is allowed to come along and say, no, of course it does. It does. I know for sure that it does. He could testify with another aid, even though he might end up collecting this land. Again, the Brisa limits it only if the Lovet has other property. Because if the Lovet does not, then it's a direct benefit to the Malveh. You see from these Gemaras also, and the fact that we're not Choshesh, Nogea Be'edus is not a Vadai. We don't think, okay, he's no gay, and therefore we're vade going to discount him. As long as we can, sounds like from the Brisa, that as long as we can get out of a direct benefit, even if there's a chshash, that there's going to be a benefit in the big picture, in the long term, if something happens, but still that's not the psalm no gay basis. We only have to be worried, right? The balance has to be, there's a cheskas kashrus of every Jew. Every Jew has cheskas kashrus. So whenever we want to apostle somebody, we think they're going to lie, you know, we always have to make sure that we're not crossing the line of cheskas kashrus. So that's what the Brisa is saying. As long as there is not a vadach shash that this person is going to get a benefit, and therefore we have to say that he might lie, so we say it's okay and we trust him. So as long as the party has another piece of land here, so that is why it is okay. So that's the mem. The malva can testify. Number three, lokeach rishon meyer the lokeach sheni v'udis le'arach risi. If a person sells a piece of land to one person and then sells another piece of land to another person, so that first buyer could testify that on behalf of the second buyer, that it used to be so-and-so's and he sold it to him, he's also allowed to do that. V'hu de'isle arachrisi, again, only if there is other land here. What's the issue here? The issue here is, if we both bought land from the same person, so that if there's a creditor of that person, let's say we both bought land from Reuven. So the Baal Chov of Reuven is going to go to Reuven, and Reuven's not going to have enough money to pay back. So what's he going to do? He's going to go to the Meshubadim. And what's the rule? The rule is you always go to the earliest Meshubadim. Right? Govim Rishon, right? The Rashbam quotes the Gemara, right? A couple lines to the bottom. You always go to the earliest Baal Chov, the Lokeach. So the first Lokeach's going to have to give up his property, and then he's going to go to the second Lokeach to get the land that the second Lokeach bought, because the Mocher never had rights to sell it, because going back earlier, first he has to give his land to the Baal Chov, and he has to give his land to the earliest Lekuchos. So that's the Chiddush here. So the Lokeach Rishon can be made on behalf of the Lokeach Sheni, even though it might end up that the Lokeach Rishon is going to take away the Lokeach Sheni's land. If the Baal Chov takes away his own land, the Lokeach Rishon's land. So again, why is that allowed? Again, the limit for who de isle ara achrisi. That's only as long as there is other land left by the Lokeach Sheni, other land that he had bought from the same person. That's how the Rashbam reads the Gemara. The third wide line in the Rashbam. V'hude isle liyehuda od karka acheres shalakach miruvein. He has other land that he bought, so I'm testifying about this land, but that's not a direct benefit, because you know what? If I end up losing my land, I'm going to take from the other land that you have. So therefore, again, it is a chance that I'm going to benefit, but we don't have to take that into account. We don't have to take that into account. What about Shani Larishon? So the Rashbam says not to worry. It's five lines to the bottom. So you're getting every Rashbam today. Every Rashbam. Something about the fourth day Chol Hamoed. V'dafka lokeach rishon ein meila lokeach sheni. See five lines to the bottom. The lokeach rishon cannot testify on behalf of the lokeach sheni. Hechad iles le'arach risi. Why? Because the lokeach rishon might end up taking from the lokeach sheni. Right? The lokeach rishon is earlier. The earliest mishubadim are taken away. So therefore, there's a potential benefit from, because he's going to take from a later lokeach, and therefore he's only allowed to testify if there is other land. Ava lokeach sheni meila lokeach rishon, but a later lokeach can be made for a lokeach rishon. Afilo hecha de lesle lemocher karka acheres. Because even if there is no other land, why? Because he's never going to get benefit. When will the lokeach sheni benefit from the lokeach rishon?
He doesn't have
if the rishon doesn't. But the lokeach, you always go to lokeach rishon first. So the mocher is going to go to the lokeach, the Baal Chov is going to go to lokeach rishon. The lokeach rishon is going to go to take it from the lokeach sheni. Right? So therefore he says, look, the Baal Chov, the mocher, lo olam lokeach sheni hader, ben sheish kaka lokeach rishon, ben she'en lo. He works it out that in the order of things, it's never going to be a direct benefit. Okay. So that is number three of Amalek. Arev, Malve, lokeach, and finally one more. Kablan. Kablan, Amrila Meid Vamila Enomeid. A Kablan. What does Kablan mean here in this context? So the Rashbam says Kablan here also means an Arev. It means a cosigner, but a different kind of cosigner. A cosigner who basically arranged the loan itself. The cosigner, usually what's a cosigner? Right, Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and Reuven says, you know what, if I can't pay back, my friend Levi over here is going to pay you back. And Levi says, yeah, it's me, see me over here, hi, you know, if he can't pay back, I'll take care of it. That's a regular cosigner, and the general rule is, the malve first has to go to the love to collect. If the love cannot collect, then he can go to the cosigner. He can go to the arev. That's the last two blot in this large besechta. We talk about arvus. Anochi arevenu, Yehuda was the source of arevus, that we'll get to that. But the, Ezrat Hashem. But here, the Rashbam says, it's not talking about that regular arev case. It's an kablan arev, which means the third party goes and arranges the loan. The third party goes to the malva and says, you know what, I have some money because I'll take care of it. Give me the money and I'll give it to the Levi, and you know, I'm in charge. Don't worry about it. Right, that's what he says on top. Shekibel he took the money from the malveh. V'nasan liyodo shalove, and he gave it to the loveh. V'zed dino demisha yirtze ha-malveh yifret chila. In that case, the malveh is allowed to go to the Ari first. That's what makes this case different. That's the case of Kablan here. Other Rishonim don't like that pshat of the Rashbam, because they say that's not a case of Arev. That's a case that's just a direct loan. Reuven's lending to Shimon, the Arev, and the Shimon is giving it to Levi. It's like Shibuza Dereb Nasan. He's a middleman. He's mamish a middleman. He's taking the money as if he the Arev Kablan is borrowing and then giving it to somebody else.
Does he make something from this?
Doesn't make anything. No, he's just being a nice guy.
He's not like a bank.
No, he's not like a bank. No interest here, right? So therefore, says the the Rashbam does not. The other Rishonim don't like the shot of the Rashbam. So other Rishonim say the Rimi Gash here says that no, the case is that the Arev goes to the Malva and arranges it, but doesn't take the money. He says, give it to so-and-so, and I'll take care of it. Right? Usually, Reuben and Levi have a loan, and they arrange it, and the Lova says, if I can't pay back, so-and-so will pay back. And they check it out, and he's going to pay back. But that's in that case, still, the Malva has to go to the Lova first. But in this case, he could go to the Arev first. What's the case? So the Rimigash says, it means if I, the Arev, go to Reuben and say, you know what? Give it to Shimon. Give it to Shimon and I'm the co-signer. So there too he could come to me first, even though I never touched the money. But that's an Arev, that's Machlokas, the Rashbam and the Rimi Gashir. What exactly is the case? So, what, either way, Kablan, Amrile made, Vamrile ain't made. Some say that this Arev Kablan, whatever the case is, can testify on behalf of the Lova, and some say he cannot testify on behalf of the Lova. Amrile made, some say he can't testify. Ka'arev dami. Some say he can't testify because he is like an Arev, just like we said 3 lines ago. An Arev can testify for a Loveh as long as the Loveh has other property, because it's not a direct benefit because maybe he'll collect from the other property. So to here, it's an Arev. So therefore, it's in the same category, and you should be able to testify. V'yamri la eino man. And some say, no, he cannot testify. Why? Because here's different. Here he could, because he could, the Malveh could go to him first. T'nichale d'levi b'yadei travaihu. Because here, the Arev Kablan is happy that the Loveh has both of these lands in his possession. As many lands as the Lova can have, he'd rather him have. T'chiyasi balchov, my debay shakil. Because when the balchov, pashas will probably go to the Lova first. As long as he finds land that he's happy with. If he doesn't find land that he's happy with, then he's gonna come to me. Come to the Arev. So I want the Lova to have as many lands and as many types of lands in his property, so that just brings up the chances that the Malve will not come to me, the Arev, first. What type of land am I talking about here? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashbam here says that we're talking about a case where the land in question is Beinonis. It's Beinonis. As we know, the first Perek in Baba Kama discusses, there are 3 types of lands, Ziburis, Beinonis, and Iddis. Different people get paid back different types of land. A Nizak, somebody who is victimized by Nezek, he gets to pay back Iddis. Iddis, Mimeitav Aretz, the Gemara says, or the Torah says. And a Balchov gets to be paid back with Beinonis, and Exubis Isha with Ziburis. Right, different reasons why that is, the Gemara discusses it there. So here we're talking about Balchov. So the Rashbam says, I want, you know, let's say the Lova only has other Ziburis lands. So the Malva is not going to want that. If the Malva goes and sees only Ziburis lands, he's going to say, tough luck, I'm going to the Arev. So that's why the Arev is going to do all he can to make sure that the Lova has Beinonis lands. So that brings up the chances that he's not going to come to me. Maker Adin, if it's a real case of without an Arev, or let's say not an Arev Kablan, then the Malva has to collect even Ziburis from the Lova first, before he goes to anybody else. He has rights to get Beinonis, but if the Lova doesn't have any Beinonis, he has to collect Ziburis before he goes to collect from any Meshubadim. So, but as long as the Lova, the Arev does whatever he can to make sure that the Lova has as many lands as he can, especially Beinonis lands. That's what the Rashbam says.
The Kablan is better than the Arev, right? Because the
Arev Kablan is better in the sense that he could go to him first. He could go to him first. He can go to him first. No, well, the earlier one. Better in that sense. A regular Arev can testify regardless as long as the Lova has other lands.
Right, but here a Kablan can testify.
Right. It's better and worse. It's worse depending who's...
But how come he's able to testify that the Lova
because
has land?
Why? Because there's no direct benefit to him. There's no direct benefit to him because he has to go to the Lova first. And therefore, as long as the Lova has other lands, it's not, I'm not worried that he's going to come to me, because he has to go to the Lova first. And as long as the Lova has another land, so I'm not worried.
But the Gemara doesn't say that.
The Gemara said it down here. Right, though, by regular Arif. Right, by a Kabbalah, it doesn't matter. By a Kabbalah, it doesn't matter, because he could go to the Kabbalah directly. So that's why he makes it worse. So the response.
The more lands that the Lova has, the less chances there are that they'll go to him.
Right, that's
why don't we use the same
By a regular Arev, you know, it's more cool, makel in terms of who he could testify about, because the more lands that he has, that he has to go to the Lova, not that he just can go to the Lova. He has to go to the Lova. So therefore, as long as there's no direct benefit, as we said, there's the issue of no gebeid is only if there's going to be a valid direct benefit to me. Because there's also cheskas kashrus on the other side. So as long as he has another land, so then I don't have to be worried about other balichovos, I don't have to be worried about anything. There, I left another land that he could collect from, therefore I'm allowed to testify about this land. There's no halakhically direct benefit to me. By an Arif Kabbalah, that doesn't exist, possibly, because he could come to me anyway directly. There's a difference between an Arif and an Arif Kabbalah. So that's the Rashbam. The issue is here, I have to try to leave Beninus by the Lova. Tosfos says, it might just be that he doesn't want to be Matriach. Right? The 10th skinny line or so in Tosfos. The Trichalei Milsa, make him alei Bedina, Vedina. I want to make sure. The Bav is going to come to me, the co-signer. I'm going to have to go back and get the money paid back from the Lova. I don't want to get involved in the Tircha, so therefore, I want to make sure that he has as much lands as he can, not because I'm getting a direct benefit, but I just want to be saved from the Tircha. Okay? Good. The Ritva says, Lavdafka Beninus. It could be sometimes that the Malvin might want Ziburis for some reason. So I want to make sure he has all types of lands. Right, maybe the Ziburis is closer to his field. So either way, that's why he would not be able to testify. Good. There is one, so we have four cases here, the Amala cases. Arev, Malve, Lokeach, and Kamplan. The Tosfos adds Sarachi and last bottom Tosfos, previous Amud, Kasha the Rashba. Right, the Rashba Bali Tosfos asks, Am I lo kamar lokeach me lo mocher? It's one other case. Could a buyer testify on behalf of a seller that the seller had rights to sell this to me? Let's say somebody's ma'ar and says it was never the seller's land. So could the lokeach testify that the mocher had rights to sell it as long as the mocher had other lands? So why isn't that case there? Tosfos doesn't answer it. Sarachin. So the Ksos in Lamed Zayin Zayin. Lamed Zayin Zayin. Quotes this question of Tosfos and he says, no, I think Vinir Eliashev, I'll tell you an answer. Because out of all this case, that case would be different. The lokeach on behalf of a mocher. Because the halacha is if a lokeach buys a piece of land and then appreciates it, puts money into it, makes it worth much more than it was when he bought it, the halacha is that the mocher has to pay him, he has achrayis, even for the shevach. Even for the shevach. And that's an infinite amount. If it's infinite amount, so therefore, it doesn't matter if he has another land, maybe that land is also going to be connected to me. I might get a benefit. So that's why the Tzo says, Achrayis halokeach alamocher, udavar she'en lo kitzva, dulai ya'ale hashevach alafim, v'yemkein afili yesh lamocher elef sados, nefesh halokeach lo tamale, dulai ya'ale shivcho biyoser. So that's why it's not here, because that's the one case that is infinite, and therefore, he wouldn't be able to testify. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, weiter, fifth line. Uman ein lo chazaka, ben uman yesh lo chazaka. In uman, as the Mishnah said, cannot establish a chazaka because we assume he only got it as an umnin. Ben uman, but the son of an uman can create a chazaka. If the uman died, now the son has it, he has a chazaka. The Rashi says that, Rashbam says, as we'll see later on, she'ein ben uman, she'ein ha ben uman. Sheish lo chazaka, but he's not an uman himself, right? So he still has it, so he could create a chazaka if the guy didn't complain about it for 3 years. The chiddush being, says the Ritva, that even though he started out getting it through his father, and the father went down b'umnis, still, because he's not an uman, and now he has it, and the original owner did not protest for 3 years, so yesh lechazaka. Aris ain't lechazaka, ben aris yesh lechazaka. Same thing with an aris. An aris doesn't have a chazaka, but a ben aris has. Gazlan u ben gazlan ain't lechazaka. But the gazlan and the son of a gazlan doesn't have a chazaka, either one. Neither one has a chazaka, as we'll talk about. Ben benosh lechazlan, yesh lechazaka. But a grandson of a gazlan, can't have a chazaka because he doesn't, his claim of my father, you know, that's not per se that my father did something wrong, as the Gemara will talk about, what is the definition of Gazlan in this context. Hey Chidami, so what exactly is the case in all these cases? If they're all claiming through their father, my father got it, so nobody should have be able to establish a chazaka. They're all claiming that my father got it as an uman, as an aris, so not that they should be no better. They should be no better than their fathers. They're just claiming from what their father said. And if they're not saying they got it through their father, they're saying they got it themselves. Afilu ben gazlanami. That even a ben gazlan should be able to create a chazaka, because he has nothing to do with his father. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha to ka'amri edim b'faneinu hodelo." No, there are edim that say, in front of us, he admitted. In front of us, he admitted. What? Who admitted to who? Fourth line of the Rashbam. Going to Amru, fourth wide line. Going to Amru edim b'faneinu hodelo hama'arer la'avien shel elu shemakru lahem. This guy who's complaining now, he admitted that he sold it to this guy. Fine, originally maybe he went down for Arisos or Ba'omnis or something else, but the Edom say that he admitted. So Hanach, but the Ma'arer admitted to the father. The Ma'arer admitted to the father. So Hanach, Ikalamir Kushta Kamri. So by the Aris and the Umnin, Ikalamir Kushta Kamri, so we could trust them. We could trust them because there's no Reyesa here. There's an Uman, maybe he gave it to an Uman and an Aris, and everybody could keep it. Why doesn't this work for the father himself? So an Aris, that's Tosis Kasha. Why are we only talking about the son? Okay, look at Tosis. But at least by the sons, by these, where we could say there's no reason to not believe them, so we believe them. Hi, but by this son of a Gazlan, Afagav de Odinami lo Mehemin. No, we don't believe the Hoda'a that was done to the Gazlan. Why? Because maybe he did it because he was scared. Kid the Rav Kahana, Dumb Rav Kahana, Ilav de Odile, because Rav Kahana says sometimes you apply the prince to the Svara of, if he wouldn't have admitted to him, Havi Mamtile, Ulachamri the Shachvar. You know what? He was so scared of this Gazlan, he was scared that if he doesn't admit it and give it to the Gazlan, Gazlan's just going to give it away to like the government. He's going to say, oh yeah, you know, you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to lose it for you. So therefore, maybe the Hoda'a wasn't a true Hoda'a. Okay, this is going to get into, but it's not so much today, but tomorrow, one of the big, big dafim in B'mitzvah Basra, right? We had earlier, we mentioned daf mem, all the Bifnei Shnayim, so another famous daf is Mem Ches. Tluya v'zavin, zvini, lo zvini, if you're forced to do a transaction. That's the end of today's daf and tomorrow's daf. But here, says here, Rav Kahana says, we might assume that the Hoda'a was forced, and therefore, we don't trust the Hoda'a, we don't give it to the son of the Gazlan. He claimed that my father got it he was a Gazlan. He said he got it from the father, but he's not saying that he's not explaining, there's no other taina how there was a separation from the
Maybe he got it as an Oman and it wasn't really his, but now I have it for 3 years.
But he's not an Uman, but it could be because it came to the possession out of the original owners, Ba'umnis, so no Chazaka could be established. Because he doesn't have a separate claim. You never have separate claim that it was sold to me or was given to me. Remember, the whole Chesed Gimel Shanim is because we assume people aren't Zahir in their Shtaris, and it must be that it was sold or given. But here, if the son is not claiming anything different than the father, he's saying, yeah, my father gave it to me, and he got it from you. But if he got it from him through Arisus or Umnis, so there's no taina here. This is the Chazaka She'ini Mataina. And therefore, it's not a good Chazaka, as we've mentioned. Because he gave it to him as an Uman.
Right. But now that the Uman is dead and the son is not...
But he never took it back. But he didn't get it any other way. It's still a Chazaka She'ini Mataina. And if he wouldn't have a claim. We have to have some kind of claim. Not just that. I didn't complain for 3 years. Okay. Says the Gemara. Let's continue and then we will... Actually, let's... There is an important Ritva here. The Ritva here says, what's the case where the Edom say, oh, he admitted in front of us. We witnessed the Hoda'a. It doesn't sound like... Says the Ritva from this Gemara that he said Atem Edai. Doesn't sound like he had Yichud Edim here from this Gemara. Does somebody who does something in front of two witnesses, does he have to say, you are my witnesses? Witness what I'm about to do. Does he have to say that? So the Ritva here says, sounds like not. Sounds like you don't need Atem Edai. That's what he says here. Where's the Ritva? The Kamash Malan. No, he says, it doesn't sound like you don't need Atemi Dai. So number one answer is maybe he said it. The one doesn't mention it. Inami, Gahol Shahode Kemoser Dvarav, Ain Sarach Lomar Atemi Dai. You don't need it. You don't need it. Quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Shemachayev Atzmo Yachol Lomar Mishata Nibacha, Avo Bemoda Liftar Lechaveiro, Bemashe Biyado Ein Lomar Kames. Different shitas, but this is the sugya that he brings up, whether you need Yichud Eidim. So this Ritva is not the most famous Ritva about Atem Eidai. The Ritva about Atem Eidai is the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara there says Beferish. The Gemara there, Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, in the sugya of Shliach Nasa Eid, Eid Nasa Dayan, says Beferish that one does not need to say need Atem Eidai. Right, by dine mominis, right, if two people are witnessing and I say, I owe Reuven $100 and there are two witnesses, I have to know about the witnesses possibly. But if there are two witnesses here, I do not have to appoint them. That's the Ritva, that's the Gemara Kiddushin Mem Daf Mem Gimel. Very famous Ritva, the Ritva there, Mem Gimel Manalev says, that only applies if there are no Krovim or Psulim in the audience. But if there are Krovim and Psulim in the audience, relatives that are going to passel the whole kat, and, I might add, and it's a case where the witnesses get the status of witnesses when they witness it. For example, Eidei Kiyum, they're witnessing something, so then there would be a problem of Nimsa Echad Karv Apostle Edusim Batela, meaning you have a whole group here, and some of them are Psulim. So if you don't say Atem Eidai, it's going to be a whole group. So therefore, you do have to say Atem Eidai if there are Krovim or Psulim in the group. Miu Kal Hecha Sheish Ba'osa Maimad Ksherim Upsulim O Krovim Tsarach Liyached Eidei Kiddushin. Like by a wedding. D'ilo, because if not, Kivin D'ika Eid Apostle Beinayim Eidus Kulma Batela. The Avagad Amin Lamechse Asino. We just came to see. We didn't come to be witnesses. That only works for Dini Mamanis. But if by Kiddushin, where it's by Eide Kiyum, Be'in Lekiddushim Kiyum below Eidus, Vixeras Akasavu, Vikimeter Kim Shas, Maisu Shas Eidusun. That's what the Ritva, very important Ritva, that you need Eide, you need Yichud Eidim when it comes to a marriage, because there are relatives under the Chuppah. So this is why, right, by weddings, what do? We call up the Eide Kiddushin. Right? Rav Agon, Rosh Hashiva, right, will be the Eidei Kiddushin. That's not just stop to give him covet. That's this Ritva. We're being Miyachi. So everybody knows these are the Eidei Kiddushin, even though there are other relatives under the chuppah. Rav Soloveitchik was Makbid, Dafka to do the negative also. Right? His Talmidim also, not only to say these are the call up, but the Chassan himself should say, you are my two witnesses to the exclusion of everybody else here. Nobody else is witnesses. Right? So it depends. Yichud, so that's the issue of Yichud Eidim. So I remember one time when I was in Smichas, one of the rabbis that gave us a smicha class, I mentioned this online before. He had a very serious mamzer shaila, Chmana Litzlan. It was a terrible issue where somebody got divorced and they didn't get remarried, they didn't get a get, and they got remarried with a kid. So the child came crying. Is there anything that you could do for me? So l'char you can, right? We don't pass on like Reb Tarfon b'zmanazeh. You call him mamzer l'tar mishnei kedushin. So what's there to do? So he says, you know what? He's taking a chance. He says, get me your parents' wedding video. Maybe his wedding video. See, now we live in the technological age. So he got his parents' wedding, the first wedding. So he said, okay, so let me look at the parents' wedding video. Maybe I can find something. So he gets the parents' wedding video, and he said, you know, sometimes the reform rabbis know a little bit of halacha, and they pervert it, right? So what happened here? So this reform rabbi who married them had the chassan be miyachid edim, right? You two are the edim to the exclusion of everybody else here, and one of them was the chassan's brother. One of them was Chassan's brother. So he says that he brought that to, so you can't still, based on that, you can't just say, okay, no, still got to go to the big guns. You got to go to the major postgame when it comes to Mamzerah Shilas. But he said that was clutch. This Ritva came into very valuable, you know, not in the way that the Ritva would have wanted it to happen, but that's the issue of Yichud Eidim. We assume if it's a case where you become an aid at the moment that you see it, not at the moment that you testify, A, and B, everybody here then witnessing is in the group. So Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle, Dusan Batela, then the one problem in the group makes a problem for everybody. So therefore, we apostle everybody unless you're Miyachid specific ones. That's what the Gemara says in Makkos. If 10 people see something, then we should say that, you know, just because the brother of this Haruk sees, let's say two people walking down the street and the brother gets killed, so then nobody should be able, he should never be able to be killed? That's the Gemara's question there. That's the sugya of Nimsa Echad. Right, that's why you have to be Miyachid. The Gemara tries to stand on its head to try to defend the fact that if two people are walking down the street and his brother's there, so then the Edom would be able to testify. So if you look at the Gemara, Makkos Davav. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Pa'am Shafilu Ben Benoshel Gazlan Amin L'Chazaka. Sometimes even the grandson of a Gazlan cannot create a Chazaka. Hey, Chidami, how? Go into Ka'otzi B'Tanasi Da'abu Avua. If he says, you know, how did I get this? Because my grandfather stole it. Right? If it's all goes back to the Gazlan, so then it still is not going to be effective. So Hey, Chidami Gazlan, what type of Gazlan are we talking about here that cannot create a Chazaka? 2 days. So Amar Rav Yochanan, go to Chuchsa Gazlada Zuba Gazlanusa. Rav Yochanan says, we know he's a Gazlan of this field. Meaning what? The Rishonim explained that he stole this field. Bezin already ordered him to give it back. He gave it back, and he stole it again. And we have no, he's muchzak on this. Did he have to do it 3 times? Some say it had to be 3 times. Some say it had to be once. But he's muchzak on this field as a gazlan. For Rav Chisda, I know, more general. Ploni No, we know this guy's family. This guy's family, they're a bunch of gazlanim. Right? They kill people to get their money. Right, so it's a general, so it'd be more of a psul. It's not just a psul on this a specific field. It's more in the gavra. More in the gavra that he's not trusted at all. What if we know that he did shuva? What if we know that we have a shmua that he did shuva? So 2 days in the tour. The tour says in Kufmem test. Yesh omrim, shemadavar yadua sha'asa shuva gemura. It's known. Ne'eman. Even though the Edom are not believed to say if he stole it, and then he gave it back, they stole it again. Edom are not believed in that case. And he continues because so he says he trusts Tshuva, and then the Torah himself says I don't like it. You don't trust Tshuva in this case. 2 days in the tour. This relates to the issue of whether Bezdin Shalmata can act based on Tshuva. We have had a Tshuva shiur in the past. Not this year, I think maybe last year, 2 years, or in the previous, online somewhere, that the Tshuva, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Noda B'Yehuda brings up the case where somebody is, Rahman al-Assan kills somebody else with Edim, with Hasra, he accepted everything, and then 10 years, for the next 10 years, he becomes the Gadol Adar. He does Tshuva, he puts on sackcloth, he does real Tshuva mamish. And then 10 years later, the Edim finally get around to it, they come to court, and they testify that this Gadol Adar killed Shimon, and they accept the testimony, Jishav Chakira, and he's convicted. What's the halacha? He's the Gadol Adar. Halacha is Chayiv Misa. He put him to death. Aye, what about Tshuva? Bezin Shalmata cannot work with Tshuva. The question is, why not? So many different answers. The Noda B'Yehuda says, Gzeiras HaKasev, the whole judicial system would fall apart. Right? If you try, I did Tshuva. Right, so the Maharal says, very insightful. So the Maharal says, no. Bezin, he says, he gives a mashal. He says, a cop, and say the cop, ever pull you over, right? You see the sirens behind, the cop pulls you over, and he comes to this window and says, that was a great right turn. Here's $50, right? Never done that before, right? That he gives you a, you know, that was great. Why? Because the cops are only there to prevent, you know, to punish faults, not to reward great things. Bezin shalmata does not act. Oh, great mitzvah saseh. Tshuva is a mitzvah. They can only punish lo saseh. That's why they can't act on tshuva. They can't act based on tshuva. Again, that's a big sugya, but that maybe is part of the issue here with the tour. Vaiter Tana Rabbanon. About himself? He could, not for now. Tana, I gotta leave some homework. Tana Rabbanon. Uman ain't lo chazaka. Yoran may also leish lo chazaka. An uman can't create a chazaka. But what if he stops being an uman? Yard meum naso. He stopped being an uman, and then, as Tosfos explains, he gets other items after this. So yesh la chazaka. Then he can create a chazaka. Arisein la chazaka. Yard mei arisusa yesh la chazaka. Right? It's not a stigma that stays forever. Ben shachalak v'ishas nesgarsha. Let's say a son moves out of the house and he no longer relies on the father's parnasa, or a woman that got divorced. Harein kashakal adam. Right? So then these people are like anybody else because they don't rely on the same bank account anymore. Ben shachalak. Right, what do you mean? He's cholek, he leaves. Right, that's what the Rashbam explains. That, you know, eventually that's the way that people go. They stay in their house until they're cholek, they leave their father, right? The hayu, right, the alken yazov ish azaviv es imo, the davak b'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, right, they leave, they become basar echad with their wives and not with their parents anymore. Bishlam ha-ben shachalak yitzrech, I understand what the chiddush is, why you have to tell me that a son that leaves, why, sakat ha-chamina achli achol gabeh, you might say the father's not saying a word because he's just being meichel to his son, but really there's no chazaka that can be created, kamashlan delo, kamashlan that he's not just being meichel, and it is a real chazaka. Ela ishish in a scarsha pshita, what about a woman that got divorced? Pshita, it's obvious that they're two different bank accounts now. Lo tzricha b'mugureshes ve'ein mugureshes because they're abzeira. Now the chiddush is a case of suffik gerushin. Right, he threw a get to her suffik who it's close to, and in, even in that case of suffik gerushin, a chazaka can be created. And like Reb Zeira says, damar abzeira, damar abzeira, amar b'yirmiyah bar abba, amar shmuel, kamakam shemar chachamim mugureshes ve'ein mugureshes ba'al chayim zonoseha. If it's suffik gerushin, the husband is still chayiv to feed the woman, to feed his what, his suffik wife. So you might have said that according to Reb Zeira, hey, there's no chazaka there. He just lets her keep the field to get his mizonos, get her mizonos from that field. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, we say that once the gerushin started, he has no interest in her getting anything, and therefore, he did not leave this field just to give her the mizonos from, and we can assume there really can be a chazaka created on that field, and he has to give the mizonos from somewhere else on that, from his property. Again, we're not going to get into it now. We would have, but again, the Rashbam here talks about the start of the gerushin process, right? The first skinny line, keep it to hiskel begerushin. Hashem will have to mention it when we get back to the Rashbam. We always quote the Rashbam of Basra, but not here. I think it's Kufmem Vav, right? Kufmem Vav Oman Beis, right there. That's a big Rashbam about the start of the gerushin process. So we'll have to get to it in about 100 days. Says the so that's the Baal is Chayv Mizonos. Yeah. Right.
Right. Right.
I just said the pashut.
What's the story?
Right. So how would that be different than the ben? Right. I just said pashut shots. We'll have to matzina lofari. But the first, that's what he says first. But you're right. The inami at the bottom says even stuff that he got before it. Maybe he makes it known. He like puts it in public. I'm no longer a numan. No longer. I'm getting out. You know. Did he get it beforehand as an aris to work on, or he just got it when he was still an aris, but not dafka to or uman, but not dafka to be an uman on it. Amar Nachman Vayter, Amar Rachan, Amar Lihuna, Kulan Sheviu, Raya, Raya, and Raya. All these people that cannot create a chazaka, if they bring a shtar that says that they bought the land, it works. Right? Or they bought the item. Umamitan, Sadabiyatan, and they're allowed to keep it because they brought a Raya. But Gazan Shevi Raya, Ain Raya, and Raya. But a Gazan that brought a Raya, no Raya. Still no Raya. As long as, the Rashbam says, if the Gazan brings proof that he paid money for the land, that for sure works. Because that, what we're going to get to on the bottom of the page here, the din of Rav Huna, Tzli V'Zavin, Zvini Zvini. If you're forced to sell something, ultimately the sale goes through. Because we assume at the end of the day, since you got the money, you're happy. You accept the deal. But if up until that, if he just has a shtar that he bought it, or that he got it as a present, not good enough. Because again, we assume that he was forced to do it. And we're not mamad the sod in his hand. My kamash lantanina. Again, didn't we learn that already? Laka, we learned it from Mishnah and Gittin. Laka mi sikri kon, v'chazav laka mi bala bais mecho batal. Remember the sikri kon people were people who took items from their real owners with force. Right, non-Jewish, governmental, whatever, whoever they were, bandits. And so let's say you bought it from the Sikri Kohen. And then you go back and buy it from the original owner. So we say the Mekach is Batel, even though the Baal HaBayis sold it to you. He was just scared of the Sikri Kohen. He had to agree to the Sikri Kohen. That's why he sold it to you, but he didn't really mean it. So to here. The guy must have been, right, the only reason the guy gave a shtar to the Goslem that he sold the land to him is because he was scared of him. So we say, sorry? No, we're going to get to with if the money was transferred, then we assume we're going to get to that tomorrow. Tzli v'zavin zvini zvini. We'll get to that. Here, this case is a sikri kon. Maybe isn't even with money. Pashtus, let's say if you want to keep it parallel to what the Rashbam was saying. Right, it could be. At least with Jews, it would make a difference. So lafuki mit the Rav. So we say no. The chiddush is against Rav. Dama Rav lo shanu elo da amar lechazik okni. Rav says, when do we say that with the Gazlan you don't have to assume that it was real because you assume it was forced? That's only if you have evidence that the mocher said to the Gazlan, you know, take it, be kone it. Avo bishtar kana. But Rav says once a shtar is written, nobody would go that far, you know, because he's forced. So that's what Rav says, Kamash Malan, Kiddush Shmuel. That's what the Chiddush of Shmuel, that even if there was a shtar written, Damar af b'shtar nami, lo kana achich lev achrayis nechasim. Unless achrayis nechasim was written in the shtar, we assume that it was forced, but the Goslin wouldn't force you to write achrayis. What would he care about that? So once achrayis is written in there, then we have to assume you did it truthfully. A little more, Rav Bibi Messiah b'mishpeh the Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi, when he quoted it in the name of Rav Nachman, he added this on. And this is in Rav Huna, but this is Rav Nachman. Karka ein lo avamos yishlo. The Gazan did not get to keep the karka, but if there was money exchanged, he gets his money back. We're not kones him that far. The Rashbam says this is not Rav Huna himself, because according to Rav Huna, if he paid money, it works. But this is, according to Rav Nachman, that it doesn't work, but he does get his money back. And all this applies only if Sha'amru Edim b'faneinu manalo. If Edim say, in front of us, we saw the money exchange. Aval amru eidim befaneinu hodelo lo. But if he says, oh, he just admitted in front of him, then we don't say the money goes back. Kidrav kahana, domer rav kahana, as we said before, ilav de odilei, havimamtle lididei, ulachamer l'shachfar. If he didn't give it to him, if he didn't admit to him anything, then he'll just, the gonzo will just take his donkey and a property and give it to the government. And he'll just lose it for him. So that's why he might have admitted that he paid him, even though he got money from him, or that even though he didn't get money from him. Only if the Edom say that they witnessed the money transfer. Okay, but Hashem, we'll have to stop here. And tomorrow we will start with Rav Huna, Shliv Azavin Zvini Zvini, and Kofin Oso Hashem Arotzani, and the comparison between Dine Mamanis and Kiddushin and Gerishin and Get Meusa, that all comes up on tomorrow's daf. But Hashem, we will continue.
Doesn't matter how much money, like what if he gave him only 80%?
No, I think any amount.